Beyond aid, how stablecoins are reshaping Africa's financial landscape. The conversation around financial support for Africa is undergoing a profound shift.
At the recent World Economic Forum in Davos, economist Vera Songwe highlighted a powerful trend. For many Africans, remittances from family members abroad are now more important than aid. This vital flow of capital is finding a new, more efficient vehicle in the form of stablecoins, digital currencies pegged to stable assets like the US dollar.
This transition marks a pivotal moment in Africa's financial evolution. As stablecoins are redefining how individuals and economies manage money, mitigate risk, and access global financial systems.
The dual drivers, remittances and inflation hedging the adoption of stablecoins in Africa, is driven by two primary forces, the remittance revolution and the urgent need for inflation hedging.
These factors are reshaping how Africans access and retain financial value, offering solutions to long-standing challenges in traditional banking systems.
1. The remittance revolution. Traditional cross-border money transfers have long been plagued by high fees, slow processing times, and reliance on intermediaries.
For many African families, remittances from overseas are a lifeline, often constituting a significant portion of household income.
Stablecoins, however, are disrupting this landscape by leveraging blockchain technology to enable near-instant, low-cost transfers.
By operating on decentralized networks, stablecoins eliminate the need for intermediaries, drastically reducing transaction costs and time.
This efficiency ensures that more money reaches recipients, directly boosting household economies and enhancing national financial resilience.
For example, a $100 remittance that might cost $10 in traditional systems could be transferred for just a few dollars via stablecoins, preserving the recipient's purchasing power.
The impact of this shift is profound. In countries like Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa, where remittances account for a substantial share of GDP, stablecoins are becoming a preferred method for sending and receiving funds.
This trend is not just about convenience, it's about economic empowerment.
By reducing the cost of remittances, stablecoins allow families to allocate more resources to education, healthcare, and entrepreneurship, fostering long-term economic growth.
2. Inflation hedging in a volatile economy. Africa's economic landscape is marked by high inflation rates and volatile local currencies, which erode the value of savings and create uncertainty for individuals and businesses.
For example, in countries like Zimbabwe and Venezuela, hyperinflation has rendered local currencies nearly useless, forcing citizens to seek alternative stores of value.
Stablecoins, particularly those pegged to the US dollar, provide a reliable hedge against inflation.
By holding savings in a USD-backed stablecoin, individuals and businesses can protect their wealth from devaluation and plan for the future with greater confidence.
This utility is especially critical in regions where traditional banking systems are underdeveloped or unreliable.
In many African countries, access to formal banking services is limited, leaving millions unbanked.
Stablecoins bridge this gap by offering a digital alternative that requires only a smartphone and internet access.
This accessibility is transforming how people manage their finances, enabling them to store, transfer, and spend value without relying on physical banks. A tool for empowerment, not speculation. The adoption of stablecoins in Africa differs significantly from their use in other regions.
While cryptocurrencies are often discussed in the context of investment and speculation, their role in Africa is fundamentally pragmatic.
Stablecoins are not primarily seen as a means to generate quick profits, but as essential infrastructure for daily life.
For many Africans, they are a lifeline for receiving remittances reliably and safeguarding savings from inflation.
This shift represents a bottom-up movement toward financial inclusion.
Mobile technology, which has widespread penetration across the continent, is enabling millions of unbanked and underbanked individuals to access global financial tools.
For instance, platforms like BitPesa and BitGive are leveraging stablecoins to facilitate cross-border transactions and charitable donations, respectively.
These innovations are democratizing access to financial services, allowing people to participate in the global economy without the barriers of traditional banking.
The practicality of stablecoins is also evident in their role as a bridge between local and global economies.
By pegging value to the US dollar, stablecoins provide a stable reference point for transactions, enabling businesses to operate with greater certainty.
For example, small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, in Africa can now accept payments in stablecoins, reducing the risk of currency fluctuations and improving cash flow management.
This is particularly valuable in regions where local currencies are unstable, as it allows businesses to transact in a currency that retains its value.
Moreover, stablecoins are fostering a culture of financial literacy and self-reliance.
As more Africans adopt these tools, they are gaining a deeper understanding of how to manage their money, save, and invest.
This knowledge is empowering individuals to take control of their financial futures, reducing dependency on traditional institutions, and creating a more resilient economic ecosystem.
The road ahead, challenges and opportunities. While the potential of stablecoins in Africa is immense, their widespread adoption is not without challenges.
Regulatory frameworks are still evolving, and governments are grappling with how to balance innovation with consumer protection, financial stability, and the prevention of illicit activities.
Key concerns include ensuring transparency in stablecoin operations, preventing money laundering, and safeguarding users from fraud.
For example, the lack of clear regulations in some African countries has led to the rise of unlicensed stablecoin platforms, which pose risks to users.
Another critical challenge is the need for education and infrastructure.
Many Africans, particularly in rural areas, may lack the digital literacy required to navigate stablecoin platforms effectively.
Additionally, internet access and smartphone penetration, while growing, are still uneven across the continent.
Addressing these gaps will require collaboration between governments, financial institutions, and technology providers to ensure that stablecoins are accessible to all segments of the population.
Despite these hurdles, the opportunities for stablecoins in Africa are vast.
By reducing the cost of remittances, they keep more capital within local economies, fueling growth and development.
For businesses, stablecoins provide a stable store of value, enabling them to plan for the future and invest in expansion.
On a broader scale, the adoption of stablecoins is part of a larger movement toward a more inclusive and technology-driven financial system.
This shift is also positioning Africa as a leader in the global fintech revolution.
By embracing stablecoins and other digital financial tools, African countries are demonstrating their ability to innovate and adapt to changing economic conditions.
This proactive approach could set a precedent for other developing regions, showcasing how technology can be harnessed to solve real-world problems.
Conclusion: a new era of financial freedom. Vera Songwe's observation at the World Economic Forum underscores a fundamental shift in Africa's financial landscape.